Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.
Jesus said when he came, he was bringing heaven to earth. He said, the kingdom of God is among you. It's in your midst. And what he means is because I'm here, Jesus is talking. He says, because I'm here, I brought heaven to earth. And he did that. And you saw him bringing the peace of heaven to people, the righteousness of heaven. He taught principles of heaven. And then he brought the power of heaven with healing, with emotional healing. And you see all that in Jesus' ministry. And we're supposed to do the same thing.
Here's your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Luke, one of the writers of the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke, also wrote the book of Acts. And he wrote that Gospel to a man by the name of Theophilus. In the book of Acts, this is what he said. In the former account, and that would have been the Gospel of Luke, which I've prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach. The point I want to make here is Luke calls his gospel the things which Jesus began to do and to teach. But as we read the book of Acts, we see that Jesus' ministry did not pass away when he ascended into heaven. His ministry was passed on to believers. So the good news today, if you're a believer, then that ministry which Jesus began to do and teach has been passed on and passed down to you as believers. Today, we have a man by the name of Tom Rotolo. He is taking that ministry which Jesus began, and he is teaching people how to continue that ministry outside the walls of the church, out on the street, in the malls, in the restaurants. Our guest, Tom Rotolo. It's really nice to have you today.
It's good to be here.
Tom, you have been a man that's had opportunities that many people don't have. You have traveled for 7 years, 39 different tours in other countries, and you have witnessed miracles. This is an unusual opportunity. I've done it, and it's changed my life. Could you tell us about that? Something, the most provocative thing that you could tell us that happened during that period of time.
It's good to be here. Oh my goodness, there's so many things. I traveled for seven years with Randy Clark with Global Awakening, and worked with him as his VP of International Ministries. And we went all over the world and taking actually missions trips. We would take people from the U.S. to other countries, and we'd have meetings there. And probably Brazil is my favorite. I've been there now 25 times over the last 10, 11 years. Every time I go, just incredible miracles happen. Some of the greatest ones were in Manaus. It's a city on the Amazon in Brazil. There's a huge church there. One meeting, there was just spontaneous healings. Actually, the building was not yet complete. We're meeting in a building that has a very high ceiling. The walls were not complete in the building there. In Brazil, they don't have these same kind of codes that the building has to be completed before you meet in it. So we had thousands of people in this building. The rain comes in the middle of the meeting, and it begins to pour in. The wind is blowing. There's mist all through the place. And actually, there's a deaf section where there's a person signing in the deaf section, and the rain is pouring in. And spontaneously, seven people were healed in the deaf section, received their healing.
Born deaf?
Some of them were born deaf, yes. Some of them.
And they received their healing.
Received healing instantaneously in that section as during the meeting, as the meeting was going on. We've seen many, many, many people born deaf. I'll tell you, you knew it was a good meeting when you're going away from the meeting and you see for the first time, someone who's never heard before, never spoken before, because obviously if you've never heard, you really can't, you don't know how to pronounce words.
Sure.
So going away and family members are crowding around and shouting out words and the person's repeating them for the first time, saying different words for the first time in their life. That's a good meeting.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Right in front of your own eyes. Praise God.
It's a wonderful experience. Yeah. I had that. That's one experience I wanted to see somebody born deaf and whisper in their ear, because I experienced that when I was a boy. Catherine Coleman, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And I did that with a girl, I think somewhere in Rio, and she couldn't hear, and I start whispering lower and lower, and the band was playing louder and louder. And pretty soon she start repeating. She spoke Portuguese, but she starts repeating what I was saying in English. What an experience. Set your life on fire. It changes your view of what Christianity is about. And what's happened to you. Changed your life.
It really did. I was a pastor for 18 years and knew that, that probably wasn't on the information, but I pastored, did two church plants in Connecticut, and just knew that in order to really see towns reached, especially areas that are just hard to the gospel, that we need the supernatural power of God. Mm-hmm. We just need God to break through. We need to see healing. We need to see God show up in meetings and then outside the meetings. And so I really sought that when I was a vineyard pastor, planted a vineyard church in Connecticut, and just wanted more. And I learned so much from John Wimber, who founded the vineyard. But then after he died, again, still hungry for more, still feeling like there's not enough happening in our church, and God's not showing up enough, I guess you might say, you know, and people are not getting transformed. I still feel like that the population growth is growing faster than the church growth in our churches, you know, and there's a lot of just church growth happens more from transfer growth than really from people becoming Christians. And so, so in that hunger, I started hanging out some with Randy Clark, who's also a vineyard pastor, and seeing that there was supernatural happening in some of his meetings. And as I hung out with him and started praying for the sick and saw people being healed, you know, some, not all the time, but every once in a while.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of you. Mm. Same pains going away, headaches leaving, you know, legs getting better, different things like that. And then we started doing these international trips, and especially in Brazil, we saw just so many things, so many supernatural healings, right? I mean, tumors actually dissolving. I mean, in a 2-week period, maybe 50 people with tumors on their bodies going, just disappearing right under either hand, you know, lumps just disappearing, tumors going down. And I mean, things are obvious, blind eyes, people that were blind, never being able to see before, blind from birth, and then being able to see. And just the emotion of the family members and the at the meetings were just incredible. So yeah, that'll change your life. That'll make you a believer. But it was in all that, you know, what would happen though is that for me doing that was, I mean, obviously tremendously rewarding. I'd love to teach pastors and leaders about healing and the supernatural and seeing them walking that. I mean, we're in India, for example, and we did these pastors' trainings, and these pastors would start wrote us afterwards and be able to say, you know, this never happened before. I went back to my hometown, and I have this small church, and I began to pray for people in our church, and now I'm seeing people healed in our church, and you know, and they're out in the middle of nowhere. But these pastors, you know, we've trained up a couple hundred pastors, and then send them back to their home churches, and they see healing breaking out, and people are now, and then people are referring other people and coming to their churches because God is there. God is flowing through them. And they just didn't realize before they had that authority, they had that ability to pray for the sick. And it's really right there in the scriptures. The Bible talks about it, but they just didn't know.
Then this is something that's
nothing new. Yeah.
Jesus has been on the earth.
Since Jesus has been there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was in all that process of going internationally and training pastors, the one thing as thrilling as that was, it was for me, I began to get bored of it. And let me explain that because, well, here's the reason why, because I would go, we'd go back sometimes, you know, the next year we go back a couple of years in a row to some of the same churches in some of the same countries, and we have the same fantastic meetings. I mean, you know, meetings that were just incredible meetings and incredible healings. But when I would talk to the pastors and I would talk to people, I found out that they weren't seeing much healing happen in between. Like they would still, like we'd leave and they'd still have their own services and they'd have good meetings, but it wasn't breaking out in their life wherever they went. And I thought, this has got to happen. We can't, Randy Clark and I talked and we thought, we're gonna start a school of ministry in the U.S. And we did that in 2006. I was the director the first year, the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. And we started that in order to train people to see it happen through their lives 24/7, 7 days a week. And that's what we did. And I remember the first time that we sent people out, it was, to tell you the truth, I was a little bit nervous.
Wondered, is this going to work?
Is this going to work in the U.S.? Because I'd sent people out in Brazil and in India and different places in the world, but we've never done it in the U.S. before. And I thought, oh, man, I hope this works. And so we had 50 students. And these students were not all like, you know, college age. These were anywhere from 18 to 68.
These aren't necessarily ordained ministers, church pastors. No. These are ordinary people.
Ordinary people that just came and just were giving a year of their life because it was a full-time school. And they just wanted to learn. They weren't learn how to minister. They wanted to learn more about the Bible. And so the first day came that they were going out because we would have some teaching and then we would go out for a couple hours and just to talk to people everywhere at the malls, at the restaurants, you know. And so we would divide them up into twos and we said, okay, go out and find people to pray for and pray for the sick, tell people about Jesus. And so I was praying to myself. I said, Lord, let there be at least like two or three good things that happen today, you know, so that the students don't get discouraged, you know, me, big man of faith here. And so they would go out and they went out for that time and they came back. And I'll tell you, it was probably the most powerful day of every time. I mean, the first day was probably the most powerful day. The Lord so honored it. There was probably 15 amazing stories. And if we have a chance, I can tell you one that was just...
I think we'd like to hear that.
For example, this one, just every time I think of it, I just go, oh, Lord, you're so good. These two ladies, and they're probably middle-aged, probably, I don't know, maybe in their 50s, okay? And they were went to the mall in Harrisburg, and they were about to leave. They'd actually already prayed for a couple people, had some good experiences, and were encouraged, and were now about to leave the mall. And one of them gets a pain in her back. And she thinks, I think I just had a word of knowledge. Now, what a word of knowledge is when God speaks to us about somebody else. And sometimes he does it in different ways. He can speak in our heart, like he can say something in a very whisper in our mind, like a thought going through our mind, or it can be a pain in our body that is not our pain. You know, it's we know we don't have a hurt back, and her back was not hurting, but all of a sudden she had this pain in her back. And so she thought, that could be a word of knowledge.
Okay.
That could be God speaking to me. And the other, the friend that was with her, her partner that they went out together, she said, you know, I just got a pain in my back. She said, I think this merely could be God. So they looked around and they thought, who might have a pain in their back that they could pray for? And there was these two ladies at a kiosk right in the center of the mall, and it was a jewelry kiosk. And so they go up to these ladies and they say, excuse me, can we ask you a question? She goes, I guess, you know. And she says, well, we want to know if you have a pain in your back. And this lady's like, well, yeah. How did you know that? He said, well, we were just walking along here. And they said, we're from the Global School of Supernatural Ministry. And we're walking out. We're out praying for people in the mall. And normally we tell them not to tell that we're from the Global School of Supernatural. We just want people to go out as Christians. But they're like, they're so excited. They're like, we're out praying for people. And and we felt like that God gave me a pain. And it told me that that you had a pain in your back and he wants to heal you. She goes, so can we pray for you? And the lady's like, I guess so, you know, and, you know, kind of very skeptical. And so they prayed very quick. In Jesus' name, pain, you leave this back. Amen.
Just a short prayer
very short, not more than 10, 15 seconds.
And that works?
Well, here's what happened. The lady says, the lady just says, thank you very much. And the two ladies from the school were like, no, you have to try it out. Like, try to make it hurt. Try to see if you can, you know, if it's anything's changed. And she says, well, it mainly hurts when I walk. And I said, well, just walk for a little bit. She goes, okay, you know, she's just tolerating them at this point. And she starts walking and she starts moving her back around. And this look goes over her face like, oh my goodness. She says, it's gone. The pain's gone. And she begins to cry. And she looks at the people and she's like studying their faces. Like this woman is looking at these two students and she's looking, she says, are you angels?
Oh my.
Now this is around the time when Touched by an Angel was out, you know, in the TV. And you could tell it's going through her head. Like she's looking at them like, are you angels? I mean, you know, she's sitting in the mall. She's at a kiosk. They go like, no, we're just here from the Global Schools of Renowned Ministry. They're just repeat it all again, you know. And she said, we're out here praying for people. And she goes, you don't understand. She said, I was home this morning. I've been so depressed lately. I'm home this morning. And I said, I just cannot live any longer. And I have a gun at home. And I decided to come to this mall today to buy myself a ring. And I was going to go home and shoot myself. Are you angels? And she says it again to them. Are you angels? And they're like, oh, we're, you know, and then they end up praying again for her and just praying for the depression to lift. And this was, and the obviously these ladies were just so, you know, so encouraged. They're just on a high. And God had just spoken to them on our first day out and just had this encounter with this woman that really could have saved her life. And through the healing power of God, and obviously an emotional healing was going on there. And so God was breaking through. And we've seen that happen in the last number of years where we've been going out and doing now these schools of power and love, which are just four-day schools. But we're training up people in just 4 days to do this, to walk as Jesus walked. And it's just been amazing. I can't tell you the number of testimonies that we've heard from people, just everyday folks, just going out and praying. But yeah, that was one of the many encouraging things that first day.
Just and that incredible. Makes it worth it all.
It really does.
Excellent. It makes it worth it all. And that's why you're in this. So this is the stateside version of Brazil. I mean, you're teaching people.
Well, in the encouraging thing about Brazil, when we would take people from the U.S. on these trips to take them to countries where we would see the power of God moving, and it was very encouraging. Obviously, it was encouraging for the churches that we'd go to internationally, but then it was also encouraging for the people on our trips. We would take sometimes 25, sometimes 200 people on a trip, and it was very encouraging for them. They'd come back to this, you know, to the U.S., and they'd be very excited, and they'd be more praying for people in their churches and things like that. But like I said, it was happening in church meetings, but it wasn't happening out. It wasn't happening. It would happen just here and there. We just hear little stories here and there of maybe somebody getting healed at a Starbucks or at a, you know, grocery store or whatever. But it wasn't breaking forth like I really thought it should with mm-hmm. Christians walking. So mm-hmm. we started about 3.5 years ago. I started Power and Love Ministries, and we started doing these four-day schools. And basically, we have them anywhere in the U.S. Where churches invite us in to come in. And it's usually a group of churches that will come in. And we've been having these schools for anywhere from, you know, 100 to 300 people, a four-day school, very intensive because they're training. And then we go out and we practice it. And actually, that's what we're doing this week here in Pennsylvania.
And you're finding people to pray for out there?
People everywhere, obviously, wherever you go. And so we don't really, you know, we don't tell people, you know, tell the folks that are coming to our school, go look for people. The people
yeah,
are everywhere.
Looks like the malls are the place where you better watch out for you guys.
Yeah. Well, malls are, I mean, even just today we had people at restaurants praying for their waitresses, praying for folks and seeing God heal them even today. So every single place we go. But what amazes me is the healings always amaze me. I love it when somebody's leg gets healed, somebody's knee isn't wrapped up, and then all of a sudden they're jumping on and they can't make it hurt anymore, you know, and in the middle of the mall or whatever, and then people are gathering around and then you're praying and then you tell people, this guy's knee just got healed. Jesus just healed this knee. Does anybody else here have a problem? And sometimes it'll be like this domino effect where you'll just be praying for one person after another. And Jesus is just showing up there in the middle of the mall. There's no church service. It's just people's lives getting touched. But in addition to the physical healing, what I also love to see, and we've seen this hundreds of times. As a matter of fact, I didn't say it today, but usually at the beginning of our school, I'll say, you watch. By the end of this school, you will have numbers of testimonies of people that within 30 seconds to 45 seconds of when we approach them, they'll be in tears. Because there's not just the physical pain of people, of hurting, but there's emotional pain. And just stepping out in love, saying, hey, you know what? Jesus, I just feel like I'm supposed to tell you, Jesus really loves you. He thinks you're amazing. Some just, you don't know the number of times people just begin to cry. Say, thank you, I needed that. My mom just died. And I just don't know what to do with my life. And they'll just fall apart right there. And it's just the simplest word of encouragement. The God loves you today. I just want you to know. God wants you to know He loves you so much. Or you know what? You are so special. I think that God just was telling me that you really love music. And He just wants to encourage you just to keep going for it. Whatever it is that you're doing with music. And how do you know that about me? I do love music, and so, you know, because that's what we're teaching people, how to hear God and how to step out and say what He says and do what He does. And we're really just trying to be like Jesus. You know, he's our model. He's the one who went before us and did all this.
I can use that from time to time. Somebody stops. It looks like this is going to be on the increase here with you out teaching and starting these schools.
We've rented hotels and just had rented like a conference room at a hotel. But most of the time, they're a church that will hear about us and want to have it at their church. And they may maybe even get a couple of other co-sponsoring churches in the area. For example, we have, I think, 7 or 8 different co-sponsoring churches right here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And next month, we'll be in Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're going to be there. And Alabama. And we have a bunch of schools. We try to do about one a month.
One a month.
And we have some amazing speakers. I know you're going to be having them on the radio, Bob Hazlett and Todd White, Dan Moeller.
That's exciting.
And so we just respond to invitations, and we go where pastors invite us, and they have a, you know, large enough facility to hold a group. And so we work out those details, and people come, and we have a great time for 4 days. And the neat thing is that people go home and keep doing it. And I keep getting, I have actually a Facebook page for Power and Love that people from who have attended the schools go home and they just begin to write their experiences of what they have. And I've get so many Facebook entries on that list of, you know, this person who prayed for this other person who got healed, and this, you know, it just keeps going. So that's why, as much as I love the Brazil trips, and I would go to Brazil. Matter of fact, our school, we're going to end up going to Brazil this January. But as much as I love those trips, I actually love to do the 4-day schools in the U.S. even more, because I find that when people go internationally, it's like a missions trip, and they go and they get encouraged, and it's a really faith-building experience. But when they come back, it doesn't always translate. When they've been used to, but here where they go to McDonald's or they go to a Starbucks or they go to the grocery store, and they've been used to, because in 4 days we go out 8 times, you know, after we have a morning session training and then we go out and we have an afternoon session, we go out. And so in those 8 times, they're like kind of exercising muscles that haven't really been used in terms of what we call our love muscles, our ability to step out and love people. To be honest, as being a pastor for 18 years, I'm not sure how much love I really learned. I've learned how to minister. I learned how to talk to people. But in terms of loving the average person out on the street and learning how to talk to them and care for them and really bring God to them, that's really the difference. And I think in the last 4 or 5 years, there's just really been a transformation in my thinking that Christians, oftentimes we have a fortress mentality, like we have to go to church and we have to kind of get away from the world, and rather than an attack mentality, that no, we can take this into the world. Jesus is with me. I can go anywhere I go. I'm going to bring heaven. That's what we talk about, bringing heaven. And what do I mean by that is bringing all the goodness of heaven. That's what Jesus said when he came. He was bringing heaven to earth. He said, the kingdom of God is among you. It's in your midst. And what he means it's because I'm here, Jesus is talking. He says, because I'm here, I brought heaven to earth. And he did that. And you saw him bringing the peace of heaven to people, the righteousness of heaven. He taught principles of heaven. And then he brought the power of heaven with healing, with emotional healing. And you see all that in Jesus' ministry. And we're supposed to do the same thing. And so that's what we're trying to learn in these 4 days. Amen.
I will.
Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? Some folks may ask me, someone may say, who is this Jesus you talk about every day? He is my Savior. He set me free. Now let me tell you what he means to me. He is my everything, he is my all, he is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, he made everything new. My everything. Now how about you? He is my everything. He is my all.
Flying with Global Air Force.